I'm led in my heart to continue with the message titled Fulfilling Your Vision. If you have not grasped or understood the previous messages, or even you did not hear them, maybe because of pressure or maybe that you were not interested, yeah, there will be always people who are not, will not be interested in any church, in any group. But to those who are really, you desire to go forward with the call of God in your life, with your vision, what God has put within you, let it be today that you hear this message prayerfully. For I know God is all out to come to you and me and speak to you with the message which the Lord has already prepared. Fulfilling your vision. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will enable your children, that we receive the light of your word today and be transformed. That we may go on with the purposes of God in our life. That we may leave this earth having done all. In Jesus' name. God has given each one a vision to follow. Not one is exempted. You're born with a vision God has already put within you. How can we receive or recognize the and activate the vision? When we understand the source of the vision, where it's coming from, then we will learn the secrets of its origin and its working. So know for sure you are listening to this message straight or through a cassette. There is a vision God has put within you that you should fulfill it before you leave the body. So much crucial, so much important. But many die without knowing it. Many die without fulfilling it, even after they know it, because of life's pressures. Vision comes from purpose. Without purpose, there is no vision. If you see purpose as the root or the seed of a plant, the vision is the tree that comes out of the seed. That the vision is buried inside the seed. Or you take a chicken egg. The chicken is actually is inside the egg. But it takes time to, after incubation, and a small chicks comes out. So vision originates from purpose. God is the originator of vision. He does nothing without a purpose. And his purposes are eternal. He does nothing, creates nothing without a purpose. Psalm 33:11. If you prayerfully listen, you will never be the same getting out of this hall. I hear just one amen. Thank God at least for that. 33:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. The counsel, the purpose of the Lord stands forever. See that? The plans of his heart to all generations. It is eternal. Isaiah chapter 14. As I speak to you, these words are for me too. Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely I have thought, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. As I have purposed, so it shall stand. Every purpose of God will come to pass. And you're born with a purpose. God created everything and everyone with a purpose. Whether it is a thing, animal, plant, heavens, whatever, man, everything was created with a purpose. A definite purpose of God. Nothing that exists without a purpose. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Thank you, O Lord. Ephesians 1:4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Watch that. These things are very difficult for us to grasp it with our mind. It's finite. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. He does everything according to his purpose and his will and his plan. Nothing that he does without, outside of his purpose. And we know that Genesis chapter 1, verse 25 and 26, man was created with a purpose. And just we just go on to that scripture, 1, 25 and 26. Verse 26, the Lord said, God said, let us make man in our image. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over all the creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So there was a mandate given, and the purpose of God. The purpose of creation is to have rulership, to subdue the earth, to rule over the circumstances, to rule over the unseen evil forces, to subdue, to live as kings. That was God planned. God planned in advance all that you were born to be and to accomplish. He planned it before you and I were born. You have to really chew these things. Meditate and get it inside of you. Otherwise, just little petty things will trigger you off and you will laugh at little jokes. You're not serious. Get these things inside your heart, your spirit. You were given a burden or a responsible urge to complete your purpose. God has given you a burden inside you. Or you can call it a responsible urge. It's an urge within you in order that you will recognize that and complete your God-given purpose. And from purpose, what comes? The vision. I told you the vision is the seed. I'm sorry. The purpose is the seed. The vision is the tree. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 10. I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. Some translations say God-given burden. But the meaning of that word, Hebrew word, is a heavy responsibility. Did you see that? God has already given you the heavy responsibility. There is a heavy burden within you. An occupation or a task. That's what it means. And New King James translated as task. It could also be said as a responsible urge. This is always there. Most people do not discern that God had put that burden or purpose within them in order that they may fulfill that purpose. And they just live in, you know, that just life doesn't seem to be exciting for them. And then they feel that, oh, well, I'm just, I don't know, just, well, just existing. Have you heard people saying that? How are you? Oh, well, just not too bad. Anybody says not too bad, you can easily know most of the time they are without a purpose. They are living without a vision. They have goals. They want to build a house and buy a house and buy a car and get married and or go somewhere and start a business and whatever. That's their goals. Not a vision from God. They have not found out. So can you see that God has given that burden and you sometimes you say, I don't know. I don't know. I can't say. Some of you are here. You get up in the morning, probably you go through the day or your half day working, you are at work and maybe you're having lunch and then you take a deep breath and there is a burden. And you don't know what it is. Maybe you're going to bed at night and there is a burden. Did you check that up? Solomon says God has given that burden. And I understand that there will be depressions of certain days, the attacks of demonic spirits, the spirit of heaviness. When Isaiah speaks of chapter 61, I'm not talking about that. This is a burden. So many do not discern that God has put that there in order for you to dig and find out and then fulfill your purpose. God has put the eternal purpose inside you. It is there right now. That eternal purpose has been put within you. But only thing God's people have not found out what it is. They're caught up by petty things. Problems, maybe. Maybe worries and cares of this world. 11th verse says that. Not only he has put the burden, he has made everything beautiful in his time. And he has also put eternity in their heart. Did you see that? He has put eternity in your heart. What is that? He's telling you, I have put my purpose inside your heart. You have it, my child. You have it. My purpose, my calling, my assignment is inside you. It's buried there. He has put eternity inside their hearts. See, the thing that he wants them to do while living on earth before they leave the body. No one can find out the work that God does from beginning to the end. How he is going to take you through the vision. How he is going to accomplish that purpose. He will not know. Just like Joseph didn't know. But he has put that purpose inside you. It's there. You can be just caught up with what you see and what you hear and about yourself and plan your own future and miss everything. But that was there all the time. That was there. His purpose, his vision, he has put within you. That's what eternity means. Eternity is calling you from within. Your assignment is calling you from within, inside you. God is saying, what are you doing with my call, my purpose? Nehemiah chapter 2, 12. He said, God had put the thing inside my heart. I want to read that to you. See? Go to Nehemiah 2, 12. Then I arose in the night, and I had a few men with me, and told no one what my God had put in my heart to do. See, the purpose of God was slowly unveiling in the life of Nehemiah. It was there. It was right there. See? Nehemiah knew that it was from God. That purpose was there when Nehemiah was in the womb of his mother. So get this. It was there all the time in Jerusalem while he was living there. While he was being taken as a captive, it was there. When he was a cupbearer's job, it was there. And it got triggered when he heard the news of Jerusalem. Are you following me? That was there. That's what 3:11 means, Ecclesiastes. He has put the eternity in the purpose of God. It's inside of you. Hallelujah. The jaws have been tightened by the cold. Your purpose for life was established before you were born. I like this. It was established before you were born. What are you scratching your head for? What are you looking at?
I didn't see some people, so I stayed away. So-and-so is telling me nuts, so I stayed away from church.
You have no purpose at all. You're running into a wilderness, going nowhere. Your bus has no destination board. Maybe no tires too. Going nowhere. Many like that today. They may have a Bible and say a few hallelujah and praise the Lord. See, Jesus said, I got to be about my Father's business when he was 12. Never went to a Bible college. Nobody laid hands and prayed for him. He knew why. Eternity was there. The purpose was there inside. What will you do with it? You were born at the right time to fulfill the purpose of God. Some of you may have thought, oh, well, I wish I had born about 200 years back, or maybe about 25 years back. Maybe if, I'm still a teenager. I passed. Maybe I was born in 1987. You were born at the right time. God chose the date of birth. Not your parents, not anybody. Whether it was daytime or midnight, God chose. Interesting. Nobody could stop it. Yeah. Some children, the correct day, the doctor gives the date and they don't come out. And then they do, oh, what are we going to do? No. That child is waiting for God's time. Hallelujah. Even if they do something, if the day passes, do something, it comes in the right time. God is destined for that child. Hallelujah. Why? It's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. It says that. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born. So you're in the right time. You are in an age where you can preach the gospel to CDs and DVDs and videos and emails, and you can just with a typer and just one click, it's gone. I shouldn't have sent that. You can't get it back. Isn't that interesting? So much fast age that we are living in, and we are just clueless and not doing anything, making use. And the world uses it to advertise and to propagate whatever that is worldly. But all these things have been invented now in a time like this. The computers must be used by the church. Everything must be used for the gospel, the propagation of the kingdom. Not one, you must have five computers. Why? You work fast, everything in certain different computers. Get the message before time closes. See, you were sent into the world on a time chosen by God. You were not an experiment. God did not say, you know, in our, when we used to study, we have some experiments. We just try and put that one and silver nitrate and sodium chloride and we just experiment and see what's coming. God did not experiment us. He designed, he planned, he fathomed and formed. There is no experiment. You see? Judas had a purpose from God. He was with Jesus. He heard the message. He went casting out demons and healing the sick. I don't know with whom he went. But his heart was not with Christ. And you know what Jesus said? That's very astounding, that statement. Matthew 26:24. The Son of Man indeed goes just as is written of him. But woe to him that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better, good for that man if he had not been. He was born at the right time. He had the purpose of God. He had all the privileges. He had all the opportunities. He messed it up. Like Korah. They sang, they came. He was given the opportunity to serve the people at the tabernacle of God. And he rose up. Suddenly the rebellion rose up in front of the people. And he went against Moses. And God had to bury them without a service. Just bang, within a second they went off. Rebellion was there, but the purpose was there. And Moses asked, was it a small thing that you got this ministry from the Lord and then you are asking for something else? Rebellion never shows up until it's caught up by judgment. So even Judas had a purpose for God, purpose of God, and he messed up everything. Then Jesus said, it would have been better if that person was not born. You did not show up on this earth by accident. God has brought you with predetermination. He timed your birth to accomplish that purpose. Why? He had the purpose for you and me. I know that God timed my birth and then called me into his kingdom in order to deliver and save the families which he knew before and still doing it. I just see it. It's nothing to do with me. I'm not scared. I'm not frightened. Oh, my church. What my church? We don't run after people who leave. That's been my way in the spiritual life. And I saw Jesus never ran. Never. Never compromised and apologized. Oh, well, that is just, I didn't mean it. When you study the birth of some babies, what about Joseph? Born in the old age when Jacob was old. What about Moses? God timed their birth. What about Samuel? There was no law, and you know, the people of God had gone into apostasy. Idolatry, sin was there. They were trying to use even the ark. If you read 1 Samuel 3 and 4. And here Anna prays and God was waiting for a baby. Here comes Samuel. Why am I saying this? Your birth was timed. But the devil sees to it, you know, that we get caught up with petty things.
What did brother say? What are they talking? What were they talking?
Vision is died. It has died. What about Samson? What about Esther? Mordecai said, you have come to this palace, to the kingdom in such a time as this. Who timed the birth? If she was about 10 years old when the problem came, was no use. God elevated her, took a little bite, and all these things happened because of purpose. God knew the danger was coming for the Jews. God knew before, and he timed her birth, trained her up, gave her Mordecai. Look at your life. He had brought you at this time, not in 1950s. Has he not taught you? Has he not given you a servant of God to look after to your benefits? Why did you come and listen all these things and still do? And even to this message, if God has not purposed and ordained it for you, there is a purpose, a vision God has put within you that has to be accomplished. But because of our carelessness, we can miss it. But I encourage you, if you are not hearing any other messages, hear this today. And you are one of those God preordained and brought forth, and you are beautiful.
People don't say that to me.
Yeah, because they're jealous. Because they don't want to bless somebody. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful. Everything, do you come inside everything? Yes. So you're beautiful. Say, I'm beautiful. See, some of you can't say that because of this wrong image that you have. Oh, my nose is not right. My teeth is not right. My color. Oh, I got big ears. God had put that thing there so that people will get scared of coming near you because you will hear more. So that means you're going to listen more and talk less. Hallelujah. That's a... So you are beautiful. And this thing is within you. God made you beautiful. And he has put the eternity within your heart. The vision is there. Your purpose is already completed in God. It's over. It's finished. He sees it. You have finished your ministry, he says. Well, Lord, I'm just still... I have seen the end. God finishes the end and he goes to the front and starts it. He has done everything. He has provided everything. He has kept all the people that need to help you. The money that you need. Everything has been looked into because he knew that you are going to be an ambassador. Amen. I know there are going to be people that, you know, watching these things that are going to get fired up and they say hallelujah and amen. Even in the TV, about the message of ambassador, and then just slip it off the following day. Or even just switch off the TV and then get up. I know this. I know this. Jesus said that. Oh, this man or this woman hears the word of God with joy. With what?
Joy.
And when persecution comes, when everything comes, he said, what? God is not doing anything for me. Yeah. God is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. When he does something, he finishes it and then he goes to the beginning and starts. To him, your purpose and your vision, your ministry is all over. The fact that you are listening to this message and you have started and connected with your purpose, with your spiritual dad, with your calling, is a proof that you have completed your ministry. I don't know whether you're getting this. God sees it. That's it. You started it. It's over. That proves it. That proves it. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. I tell you, if you listen to this over and over, it'll make you to run forward. You will stand. 46, 9 and 10. Isaiah. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. God has seen your end and mine. That we have finished our purpose and our vision. It's over. It's done. Everything is provided. And he has seen you casting out demons and delivering the people, laying on hands, going to the villages. He has seen everything. For him, it's over. Because he's God. He lives in the eternal present. There is no 5 years back for him. So he says, I declare the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure. He says, my purpose will stand. I have seen the end. Child, I have called you in a time like this. I timed your birth and I put everything within you. And I gave you everything that you need to hear. You didn't have even to pay for your cassettes. At least now. See what he has done? Why? Because he wants you to enjoy what he has already prepared for you. The eyes have not seen and the ears have not heard. But God has prepared for those who love him. Psalm 138:8. David knew. Even though pressure came, even though circumstances changed, even though many times he was thrown at the death's door, he even told Jonathan, there is only one step between me and death. Here, Samuel comes in and anoints him, says, you're going to be our king and rule people of Israel. God has chosen you, David, by everything gone when the persecution came, when trouble came. 138. 8. Oh, I like this. The Lord will complete that which concerns me. Perfect means complete. Why? He has seen the completion. What is it that concerns you? Your purpose. But if you're not in purpose, what God is going to complete? How is he going to complete? When you hold on to the purpose and hold on to the vision and go that way, his way, God says, I have seen it, I have finished it, just hold on to me. I will complete it. What a scripture. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. David knew that he was made for that purpose. He chose him, separated him, singled him out from his family. No accident. David's birth was timely, like yours. Philippians 1:6. You may say, well, that was the Old Testament. That was for David. being confident of this very thing. Are you confident in this? He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The good work is the work that he has already started to fulfill your purpose and your plan, what is ordained for you. The vision is already there. But the devil will see to it that he will bring all kinds of circumstances, create and bombard your mind, and then, you know, make you rebel and just, you know, people just hunt here and there. They just can't sit. I mean, it is a common thing for people to just run away. Like grasshoppers from place to place. See? He who has begun a good work in you, he started it, he'll finish it. If you hold on to him, if you look at your vision. There are so many things that we discussed about that. When your vision becomes your passion, then you should be choosy whether you are right or you are choosing the good friends or the right friends. The good job or the right job. The good country or the right country. Romans 8. Romans chapter 8. And we know all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And from purpose what comes? Vision. Purpose is the seed. Vision is the tree. So everything, if you love God and are called according to purpose, you're holding on to the purpose, and the seed will germinate and it'll come forth. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. If it dies, it'll bring forth the vision. It'll bring forth your purpose. That seed had to die. From purpose comes vision. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined, finished, to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Everything is written in past tense because to God it's all over. So if you see a person getting conformed to the image of Jesus Christ and he's about his father's business, you can say this man is preordained. See that? Your beginning of your purpose and walking in it is the proof of completion. So don't lose heart. Back again to Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the working that God does. God does from beginning to the end. It doesn't stop there. It takes you to the end. It is his purpose. It was his idea. It was his plan that we are living. We came and we are listening. Why are we doubting now? Huh? I just want to give us something about purpose, right? Purpose, it is the intent for which God created you. The reason of your existence, why God brought you forth, come into this world. The reason why you were born, that is purpose. Purpose is when you know and understand what you were born to accomplish. Jesus answering Pilate in chapter 20, I believe in John, he said, then you are a king. He said, yes. To this end, I was born. To this purpose, excuse me. To this purpose, I was born. To be a witness to the truth. Jesus knew his purpose. There's a purpose of your birth. But you can just take life light, giggle and laugh, and then just live barely, and then be in a church, take down some notes, and then finish off. Say a few hallelujahs. Live in a place where God has not ordained for you. Huh? Yeah. He's not going to push you. He's not going to send Gabriel to transport you to the other place when you are so much busy with some other thing. No, no, no. But those who are in the purpose, the days have come, and that I want to say this is coming into my heart. They are going to be transported just like that, like Philip. They will walk in one place and then suddenly they will be in another country. Another city. I just love that. Oh, something happening to my neck. I love it. Kenneth Copeland was saying that he has to climb some about 10-story building, something like that. And he was so tired after a meeting that they had to go and then see, pray for somebody there. That's what I understood. And then he just tapped on the first step and then he found he was on the 10th floor. And he says, unto this day, I don't understand how I got there. God can do anything. The Ethiopian never saw Philip. There was no parachute. There was no helicopter. But God can do it. These are the days. Hallelujah. Vision is, it is when you can see it in your mind by faith and begin to imagine it. So one used to know your purpose, why you have come and why you are. You can know now, man. And when you begin to see, how can I see? Give me some photographs. Oh, okay. If you see it in your mind, you imagine. What do you imagine all the time? If there are problems, you will be driven to by the evil spirits. Or if there is somebody, a boy or a girl, you fancy, you will be all the time focused there, imagining the eyes and the nose. Or it could be anything for you to imagine and get the pictures. Oh, Lord, so dangerous it is. That's where people commit all kinds of things, adultery and fornication, whatever, in their minds. But if you see your pictures, if you see, imagine, along with your purpose that you are, in, according to your desire, where you are going, the place, the city, ministering, praying, doing your work in the computer, whatever, you must see it. That is vision. That is vision. And that gets very strong. It gets very strong. Vision is a glimpse of what the future that God has purposed. It is a glimpse of the future, what God has already purposed. Joseph was given the glimpse of the future, that he was going to rule. But he has to pass through so many things. Preparation for the throne. The church is being prepared to reign with Jesus Christ on the throne throughout eternity. Man, I don't know what we are going to do with all these 500 million planets and all these things. You think that they just, God said, and it just came and no purpose? No, everything has a purpose. Jupiter, Saturn, everything has a purpose. We don't know yet what, why, what. Oh my God. You were designed perfectly to complete your purpose. Did you know that? You were formed and designed perfectly to complete your purpose. You take anything made by any manufacturer that was designed for that which they designed it for. Whether it's a refrigerator or a cassette player or, I don't know, a washing machine. It was designed for that purpose by the manufacturer. And you and I have been designed by him to fulfill that purpose. Receiving the vision from the purpose and going forward. are going to be a prize. Because devil is mad people who hold on to visions. Oh yes. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. The Lord said to Jeremiah when he questioned, "Oh, I am only a young person." He said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." The purpose was already before you were born, man. You woman. So nobody looked at me, so I had to. It happened before you were born. It's no accident that you're listening to this today. But you can slip this one off when you go after the lunch and go home and get to your work on Monday to Friday, your routine, your roller coaster. That's it. But you keep on listening and listening and listening and listening and listening and praying and listening and praying and listening. Join with such people, cutting off all the so-called good phone calls and reading the right books, you will get there. You're going to lose some friends, definitely. Be prepared for it. Will I? Yeah. If you want to complete your purpose, you're going to lose some of your relations. Of course, some of your comforts are more. Most. So God is saying, "I ordained you. It's all complete. It's all I designed you for this purpose." Don't say that you are a teenager. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 10. "And you're complete in him." In who is the head of the principality and power? All principality and power. You are complete in him. Everything was provided, done, designed. You are perfect to follow God ordained purpose. See, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Family scripture. "For we are his workmanship." He formed us, molded us, created in Christ, the anointed one, Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them, that we should be following those things, that we should be doing what he preordained for you and me. That is the success of life. Remember, Moses said that he could not speak. You think God didn't know it? God never said, "Oh, I didn't know. You should have told me. Why do you wait for the third time I called you Moses, Moses, Moses?" So, God has already designed you for that work. So don't say it. You cannot. Exodus chapter 31 verse 2 and 3. God said, "I have called," see, "Bezalel. I called him by name and I have put all these things inside him. He is to do certain works in the temple. And I put my spirit upon him." He has been given already talent. He had given him some gifts. But now that's not enough. Your natural gifts are not enough. Are you all listening to me? But now you need the anointing. So he says, "Moses, I have anointed him. I put my spirit upon him." Hallelujah. So people see that. They're going to see the presence of God. With awe. Then somebody who sits with the natural talent. You have been designed for that. So praise the Lord. I know people call us with all kinds of names. "You're no good and you're just like the dad and you're just like your grandmother and you just..." And then we look back, oh, maybe I just have the blood. No. You are in the lineage of Jesus Christ. In his generation, you have been recreated. You are a new species, a new creation created in him. You are not, you don't belong to the old Adam. When you know and understand what you were born to do, that is purpose. And then you begin to see it in your mind, and you imagine, and you get pictures of visions. And that's what you call vision. But it has to be based on the purpose of God, on the call of God, the assignment God has put within your heart. Eternity is within you, Solomon said. Vision is not about us. Vision is about God. God wants to accomplish something in different periods of time. So he chooses the people. He chooses the leader. So you all join together and then work. You know that. Vision is given to one person and then it is shared with the people. It can never be accomplished by that person only. All have a part to play. And they have all been designed for that, talented for that, anointed for that. The thing that happens in the churches is the pastors, most of the time, they cannot discern whom the Lord has sent. The children have come to them and God gives them their own discern. And so other way is also true. The children also, they don't discern who their spiritual dad is. And they hop from church to church or be at a distance, rebel, all kinds of things. Jeremiah 29:11. You know that scripture. God talking to Israel, which is true for us too. For I know the thoughts or the plans that I think or have towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you future and a hope. You see, God had a plan in sending them to as captives. And they had to stay there for about 70 years. And then come back. He had a plan. He said, when you go there, you just build houses and then you'll live normal. But I have purpose in sending you over there. And then they returned afterwards. Daniel prayed about that. So the vision is about God and his purpose, not about us. And the vision is centered on people. It blesses the people, not you. Of course, God will meet your needs. But God is after people. Amen. Every one of you, you have caught your purpose and your vision. You are a leader. You're going to lead people. You are a leader. People without vision, no, they cannot be leaders. The moment you catch your vision, you become a leader. I spoke to them about these things last night. I tell you. I said about the building and about the messages and about what, how the training had to be done and how laborers would have to be more. And then as the confirmation came this morning to me, he said, brother, we need more laborers. God is getting the people into his kingdom at a rate that we cannot imagine. And they need to be fed. They need to be grounded in the word of God. They need to be cleansed, taken off all grave clothing and all curses broken off. We need people. That's why Jesus labored as a few. See? Vision persists no matter what the opposition is. Nehemiah stood against the oppositions. You can read the book of Nehemiah. Even though many times that they came and called him deceptively to come here, oh, why don't you come over there? We could just have a talk with you. He said, no. In chapter 6, I'm doing a great work. I cannot come. And he said the same words over and over and over and over for 5 times. Why? Vision. Vision will make you stand amidst of all storm. Vision will make you shut your mouth speaking against your leader, criticizing and tearing him down. Caleb and Joshua spoke nothing. They did not lift their tongue, whether Moses married an Ethiopian or a Mongolian. Who cares? That is between him and God. No, Moses, unless you put things right with your Mrs. Ethiopia, we cannot follow you. Oh, my God. Jesus made his face flint to go forward to Jerusalem. And he was about to set his face like a flint, the Bible says. And the devil came and said, stop him. And Peter said, Lord, no, no. We only have you. Nobody else. We left our fish, our nets and everything, our fish, our boats. And you shouldn't go. And the Lord had to turn back and rebuke the devil. Jesus was single-minded. Even though he knew the suffering, there's going to be chaos. Why? Vision. Purpose. Why he came. Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many. Vision will make you strong amidst of all kinds of misunderstanding, all kinds of backbiting, all kinds of attack, even in the midst of total rejection. The vision will keep you. If you hold on to the vision, you will not despair. You will not quit. You will not. You know Apostle Paul, chapter 20? He knew about all the persecution and all the heartaches that he was about to face. In every city, that he said, no, I do not count my life dear. He was all set to fulfill the ministry that he received from the Lord. Do you remember that? I don't need to go over there. The ministry that he received, the vision that he received. And also he said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision that I received. How many people today, they give excuses and excuses. Just to stay in a country. Just to stay in a job. The secret is money for some people. And others, maybe some family ties. Maybe others, some comforts. Maybe they compare and say, oh, well, if I leave this, and who is going to give me and convert the dollars into Indian rupees or Sri Lankan rupees? Ooh! Not even the prime minister will get that salary out of what I'm getting over here. Maybe I will send some money to the ministries. Or I will stay and work 4 jobs. Work 4 jobs. You already know your vision. Because eternity is within you. Your purpose. Apostles knew that they were called, and God gave them a vision. When the opposition came, they said, nothing doing. You had better decide whom to obey, whether you are God. As for us, we cannot keep quiet unless we speak what we have heard and what we have seen. Why they were so strong? Vision? Purpose? Purpose? When I go for sometimes deliverances and things like that for people's houses, some demons are so vicious, you know. And you know that. Some people say yes. And these demons will scream and threaten. But I just stand there. One person got a big knife and then just try to chop me. And that knife came like this. See, he's carried with the book. Can you imagine that with the big knife? And forcefully, not like this. I go, my God. And he chopped on the ground. I almost, if that touched my toe, it would have been just separated. And I saw sparks. Probably when you are dozing on may help you to get up. You are listening to the cassette. If it is there. Oh well then. The purpose is given by God, which is within you. An outcome from it is the vision. You get the pictures in your mind. That holding on to it and going forward will keep you from all kinds of turmoil and oppositions. There will be meaning for your life. And you will meet people you have never dreamt in your life. You never, never. Families that you have never, never imagined in your life. And places and cities where you will go. Because God already preordained all these things for you. Amen. Amen. So hold on to it and go forward. Holding on to the Holy Spirit. Fulfilling your vision. Amen.